Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 12th Surah was recited, Surah Hud. And in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the ulama say that this surah is giving da'wah towards two things. One is da'wah towards tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is towards istighfar. The person must ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the object of the kitab coming down was this. Allah ta'abudu illallah. Misworship no one else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Turn your full attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever wrongs you have done in the past, ask Allah ta'ala to forgive you. And for the future now, turn on a new leaf. The great benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from his punishment and difficulty in this world. يُمَتِّعَكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. For a certain time until your death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you an enjoyable life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant every person in akhirat, in the year after, according to his rank, according to how much of effort he made in this world, Allah will grant it to a person. But remember, if you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I fear for you a very severe punishment. So now, one is Allah ta'ala is warning us of punishment. For punishment, normally you have to have a court case. So Allah ta'ala says, there is a court case, إِلَى مَرْجِعُكُمْ. It's in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you all have to return. And in any courtroom, there are two things the government needs. One is power and one is knowledge. They have to have power to punish the person, and they have to have knowledge. So Allah says, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has got full power over everything. Allah has got full power to punish you. And regarding knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِّرُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Allah knows what a person is hiding, what a person is making apparent. Allah even knows بِعَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, the secrets of a person's heart. So there's nothing hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to stand up in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be careful of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why don't you worship Allah ta'ala? May accept tawheed. Allah is that being. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no creature moving on the surface of the earth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to give rozi and sustenance. Allah ta'ala is looking after you. So become the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has got such power. He is the one who has created the heavens and the earth. In a matter of 6 days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh is on water. Normally nothing can remain on water. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kudrat is above everything. That Allah ta'ala's arsh is on water. And why did Allah ta'ala create all of this? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to test people in this world to see whose a'mal and actions is the most best, is the best actions. You know, ulama say it's not أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Allah ta'ala did not mention quality, quantity, how much of actions a person does. But Allah ta'ala wants to see quality. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. When Mufassir mentions that what it means, there are two things here. Allah ta'ala wants to see which one has got the most amount of ikhlas and sincerity. وَأَصْوَبُهُ أَخْلَسُ وَأَصْوَبُهُ. And the one which is the most correct, according to the Sunnah Tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they say a person's, the husn in a person's amal, the beauty in a person's action will be according to the Sunnah. The more you will follow the Sunnah, of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, closer it will be to the Sunnah, there will be more husn and beauty in that thing. And the more ikhlas and sincerity a person has got, that's how much more it will be also, it will have husn and beauty in it. If a person can have, example, a lot of feathers, so much of feathers a person has got, tons and tons of feathers. On the other hand, another person has got one gold brick. The gold brick is very small, but it's much more valuable than all of the feathers put together, a whole truck of feathers. The value of that is not much. But this one here is... So it's, he did only 2 rakats of namaz, but he had sincerity in that. That's closer to the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's much more valuable compared to another person who's doing so much. But it's against the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's without ikhlas and sincerity. So this is two qualities which a person has to imbibe within himself. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are different groups amongst people. And some people are such that the whole object of life is just this dunya and this worldly life. So Allah says, we will give them in this life. We will pay them also for all of the actions. There won't be any shortage given to them. But in the year after, there will be nothing for them illa nar, except the fire of Jahannam. And whatever they have done in this worldly life will be completely destroyed. It won't benefit a person in the akhirat. These are regarding the kuffar and disbelievers who have made this dunya the object of life. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, different groups and jamaat. And all of me alayhi salam came with the same message. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and istighfar, ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came to his people and he encouraged his people and he said, oh my people, la asalukum alayhi mala. I'm not asking you for any wealth for the tabligh which I'm giving to you. My reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the poor people, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made effort And the poor people were the first people to accept. So the rich people were not prepared to sit in the company of Nuh alayhi salam until he got rid of the poor people. So he said, I can't, وَمَعْنَ بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. I can't turn away and chase away those people who have got iman. They're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to also answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I cannot do these things. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them, for so many years he gave dawah to these people, but unfortunately they were not prepared to accept. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, eventually Allah gave him a command, he must build a ship. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam built it. People mocked at him and they laughed at him. Anyhow, he said, you people will eventually see the final result, who the azab will come upon. Anyhow, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, eventually he went on the ship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Very few people believed in Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. After 950 years of da'wah, he gave so much of effort he made, but only qaleel, few people accepted, believed in him. Ulama say that from the five great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Despite having very few followers, but he was still regarded among the Ulul Azam Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah ta'ala said, looking at numbers, sometimes a person makes so much of effort, but the results are very little, but how much of effort he made, how much of sincerity he has got, he will be his status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that a person having a lot of numbers also, it doesn't mean that it's a sign of acceptance and a proof that Allah ta'ala has accepted his banda and servant of his. Then Ibn alayhi salatu wasalam, he went on the ship, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eventually his people were destroyed, completely all of them were destroyed, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the people of Iman were saved. But Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's one son, Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he was a munafiq, a hypocrite. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam thought he's a believer, and he was drowned also. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, how come my son was drowned? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, you shouldn't have asked me this question, it was disrespectful. So immediately Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he made a mistake. It was not a sin or anything, but naturally you want to find out how come Allah ta'ala promised me that all the people of Iman will be saved, but my son also was a person of Iman, how come he wasn't saved? So Allah ta'ala reprimanded Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, so immediately Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So this is the quality. He never make a guna and sin also. He just asked a question which was inappropriate, and immediately Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam makes tawbah. So for us, we are making major sins. So to a greater extent, we must be making tawbah and istighfar all of the time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nuh alayhi salam, come down. And Allah ta'ala showered his mercies upon Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, and barakat and blessings upon them because they had iman. From here we learn one lesson also, that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he made effort at home. His other sons accepted iman, but the one son was misguided, he never accepted iman. So hidayat lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we see other people also, maybe a person is a da'i, or maybe a person is an alim, and he's making so much of effort amongst other people, and some people make a remark, that why doesn't he make effort at home? Look at his wife, look at his children. We do not know, maybe he is making the full amount of effort, he's trying hard, but the hidayat lies in Allah ta'ala's hands. So we must never look down upon somebody, otherwise there is no possibility of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What effort he must have made. Definitely he made the greatest amount of effort for his children, for everybody. But his wife also never accepted iman. His child never accepted iman. So sometimes a person is making effort, so we must never look down upon somebody else and see how come he is making outside effort, but there is no effort in his house. Definitely a person has to make both efforts. He must make effort at home also and make effort outside. But hidayat lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for other people, don't look down upon somebody and say, how come this person, that Maulana, his son is like this here. This is completely incorrect. From this incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn this lesson. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people, he told him the same thing, that I'm not asking you for money. Istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. Ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yurisili sama'a alaykum midrara. Allah will send rains upon you people in torrents. وَيَجِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. Allah will increase you in your strength. With regards to monetary wise, Allah will give you more money. With regards to body strength, Allah will give you. This is all based on tawbah and istighfar, turning your person's attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people did not believe in him, they were eventually destroyed. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, he told him the same thing. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَىٰ. You make istighfar and tawbah, Allah is very close to your people. They said, oh Salih alayhi salam, we had great hopes in you in the past. We thought you'll become a great person, but look at yourself. Now you're stopping us from worshipping our idols, which our forefathers were doing, and now you've become a loss. You've got deen in your life, because Salih alayhi salatu wasalam a deen. So they said, before we taught you a lot of ability and capabilities, you'll become a wealthy person, you'll get a lot of knowledge, you'll have a lot of, in our terms, a lot of degrees and all of these things. But you wasted your life now, you've become a useless. You're only talking about deen and the effort of deen, etc. So this is many times it happens, a person comes unto deen, and then many people will pass remarks upon him. But he should not worry, and he should continue fulfilling the deen of Allah, conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam showed them clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not accept, they eventually were destroyed. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels came to him and they gave him a glad tidings that see, Lut alayhi salam's people will be destroyed. But in place of that, we're going to give you a son, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, and a progeny after Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will come out, so many people will benefit. So, because Ibrahim alayhi salam also was worried that Lut alayhi salam's people would be destroyed, he was like, had shikr, halimun, awahum, munib. He had a lot of tolerance within himself, and he had a lot of feelings for people, awah, always crying, having feelings for people, crying for his own gunas and sins. Nabi is free from guna and sin, but the person, even a small thing, he regards as a sin. And he was always turning his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, the angels eventually go to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and they had the evil quality of homosexuality, which unfortunately has become very common in the whole world today. So anyhow, the angels then eventually, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was worried. He thought they were human beings, and his people will do wrong towards them. He said, there's no need to fear. You people must leave the area, and Allah's protection will be with you people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them, and they were made upside down. And then Allah Ta'ala rained down stones upon these people because of this evil action of homosexuality. The person has to be very careful. Firstly, in the whole world, there is this charcha and a speech about everyone has got their rights. So this is something which is completely against all the religions, all Anbiya alayhim salam teachings, something which is inverted upside down. That is why the punishment also given to them was upside down. The village was taken and thrown upside down. And then Allah Ta'ala sent down stones upon these people. Hazrat Hakim Tab Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if this action was good, then Allah would have never have sent stones upon these people. It was such an evil action, one of the worst punishments. Until Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala has kept a sign for these people. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. It's not very far away, even the people can see it of Makkah Mukarramah, where the Dead Sea is. The sign till today, Allah Ta'ala has kept it to show what an evil action it is. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to his people, and his people, what we can call in today's time, capitalists of today's time. Money, you want to make more money, all the time, the fikr and concern for money. And when Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam stopped them, they mocked Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Is your deen stopping us from using our money how we want to? We can use our money how we want to. It's our money. Remember, our money is not our money. It is an amanat and trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to use it in a way, earn it in a way Allah ta'ala has commanded us, and spend it in a way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. So anyhow, they were not prepared to accept him. He told his people, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, make istighfar, ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most merciful. Allah is most loving. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive you people. They were not prepared to accept him, and they eventually were destroyed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people and Firaun. They were not prepared to accept also, and they were eventually destroyed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we did not oppress these people, but they oppressed themselves by doing all wrong actions, and all whatever they call besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it did not benefit them in the least. But and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala catches hold of people when they are oppressive. Allah ta'ala gives them a lot of chance and respite. But then when Allah's azab comes down, when the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, it comes down very suddenly, and then people are destroyed. So a person mustn't take advantage of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us also that فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, remain steadfast, like how you have been commanded, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who have made tawbah with you, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and do not exceed the bounds. And وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, never incline slightly also to the ways of the zalims and the oppressors. Ya Allah Ta'ala didn't even say kufar, إِلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, towards the kufar. Allah says the zalims, the oppressors, those who are even Muslims but are oppressors, don't incline towards them physically also, and even in your heart, do not have any love for these people. Otherwise, the fire of Jahannam will touch you people. Ulama say that if this is just for the rukan, just rukun, just milan, milan and yasir, a slight inclination towards the zalims and oppressors. Allah Ta'ala is warning us of the fire of Jahannam. Imagine a person who is following the lifestyle of the kuffar and disbelievers, what will be that person's condition? And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, if you follow them, there will not be any help for you from besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And they won't help you and assist you at all. On the day of Qiyamah, how will a person stand up before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? No one to help and assist him. All of the kuffar and their tariqah and their lifestyle, we should stay very, very far away from it in every aspect. Whether it comes to our physical dressing also, it must turn away from the way of the kuffar, of the kuffar, of the kuffar and disbelievers, and not only turn away from it, have hatred in our heart for them. There's a famous dua of Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, when people told him that make baddua, curse the Jews and the Christians, then Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali made dua, that Allahumma akhrijil yahudiyata wa nasraniyata min qulubina. That oh Allah Ta'ala, take out the love of Christianity and Judaism from our heart. The love of these people from our heart, we want to make baddua for them, but we've got their love in our heart. So we have to make an effort to remove the love of these things from our heart, and the love of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be foremost in our heart. May Allah Ta'ala make it as such. And the first thing we can start doing is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah must remove from us any love of the kuffar, their sports, their lifestyle, their clothing, whatever systems they have got. And we must get the love of Islam and the systems of Islam. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there were two reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed people. That there were some good people remain amongst them, but they did not prevent them from evil. So when they stopped preventing them from evil, eventually Allah's azab came down. And the second thing is that when people became involved in luxuries, enjoying themselves with the things of this dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says because of this also, they fell into more and more sins. And then eventually they destroyed themselves. Allah's azab and punishment came upon them. So, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهُلِكُ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمِ وَأَهْلُهَا مُسْلِحُونَ. If the people are making the islah, they are trying to reform themselves, Allah Ta'ala will never ever punish the people, destroy the people. While the people are trying to make islah, trying to reform themselves, the people generally as a nation are trying to do good actions, Allah's protection and help and assistance will be with them. So Allah Ta'ala make us among those people. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala got the ghaib, has no knowledge of the unseen, the heavens and the earth. And all matters have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore become a true servant of Allah Ta'ala and put your full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is fully aware exactly of whatever actions a person is doing. So our trust and ibadat must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala has got full control of everything. Allah Ta'ala is watching everything. So this must be the yaqeen of a person. The next surah is Surah Yusuf. And in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually giving tasalli to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consoling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had to go through many examinations in his life, and eventually Allah gave him success. You will, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkah Mukarramah, the kuffara against you will also have to go through examinations. How Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam's brothers tried to kill him, and send him out of the city and the town, but eventually they had to come to Yusuf alayhi salam. Eventually he became the king. Allah Ta'ala given him such honor and izzat. So you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also have to leave Makkah Mukarramah one time. But eventually Allah will give you such izzat and honor, and the people of Makkah eventually will have to humble themselves before you. So in this surah, Ahsan al-Qasas, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as the best of stories, because there are so many lessons for a person to learn in there. One of the lessons is Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam was young. He saw a dream, 11 stars and the sun and the moon making sajda to him. His father told him, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, and told his father, from here the ulama say that we must, whenever we have like problems, spiritual problems, etc., we must go to our mashayikh and tell them, as Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, and don't tell anybody else. So Yusuf alayhi salam's father told him, my beloved son, do not tell your dream to anybody else, otherwise they'll try and cause harm to you people. Even they are brothers, there can be jealousy in the hearts of brothers also. This jealousy is such an evil action, it can destroy brotherhood, it can destroy families also because of jealousy. If a person has got this evil quality of jealousy, he must make ilaj and he must cure himself, go to the mashayikh, ask them for the cure. Otherwise this jealousy, ulama say the first guna and sin which took place in the heavens was jealousy. When shaitan, he was jealous over Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He refused to make sajda. So because of jealousy, he refused to make sajda. And the first time which took place in the world was also killing, a murder. And this was also because of jealousy. Habil and Qabil, there was jealousy amongst them. So this quality of jealousy is very, very evil. Anyhow, because of this jealousy, it led these brothers to such an action, they were prepared to kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Amongst them, one intelligent person said, don't kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but let us send him away to another place. So they took him to one well and they threw him away there. And then eventually Yusuf alayhi salam was picked up. He was taken to Misr, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam goes and lives there. And they actually, the brothers sold Yusuf alayhi salam for a small amount of money. When Yusuf alayhi salam goes there, Allah Ta'ala tests him again. He's living in the house of the palace with the king or the minister of Egypt. And the minister tells his wife, look after Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She took advantage of Yusuf alayhi salam in the wrong way. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَوَدُتُ الَّتِي وَفِي بَيْتِهَا. In the house in which he was living, Yusuf alayhi salam was saying that woman, she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. What an examination. Yusuf alayhi salam was a slave. A slave has got no rights. Yusuf alayhi salam is living in the same house. The imtihan and test is even much more. Yusuf alayhi salam is a poor person, and this is his boss who is asking him to come and do evil. She promised him all the money of the world, whatever you want, I'm giving all of these things. And when a person, one is you just meet somebody, one is you staying in the same house, examination is very difficult. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ She locked the doors, and she told Yusuf alayhi salam, come and do evil with me. Immediately his attention turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'ad Allah, I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given me such favors in the world, how can I be successful if I do all of these wrong actions? And this woman had a very strong desire for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but Yusuf alayhi salam had yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he never had this yaqeen, he also might have inclined towards her, but he had this yaqeen that Allah ta'ala is watching me, how can I do evil actions? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. Yusuf alayhi salam was in the place now where guna could have taken place. As Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that here he didn't start making dua now. Now the demand and taqaza was to run away from that place of guna and sin. So immediately Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam runs away, and Allah ta'ala's help and assistance comes, where the minister comes in the room and he accuses Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But one small child in the cradle, he speaks and he says that no, Yusuf alayhi salam is innocent, and he testifies to the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. To protect the chastity of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made a small child in a cradle speak. And ulama say not only this case, many examples in the Quran Sharif, in Maryam radiallahu anha, in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also we find small children, Allah ta'ala use them to testify to the innocence of somebody. This chastity is a very, very great quality and very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam eventually comes out of the sea, he is saved. But this woman is not happy, all other women in the city are making a lot of noise. So Zulaykha wants to show these people, the wife, that Yusuf alayhi salam is very handsome. Anybody who sees him will fall in love with him. So she has a small examination, she calls them to a certain room, she gives them food, and Yusuf alayhi salam walks out amongst them, they all cut their fingers. So then she tells them, see, I'm blameworthy, what a handsome person he is. All of these women also start encouraging Yusuf alayhi salam to commit guna and sin. But Yusuf alayhi salam says, oh my Allah, he turns to Allah ta'ala at that moment, I love to go to jail rather than to falling into guna and sin. So eventually Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala protected him from the sea. He ends up in jail and he stays there for some while. So this is the how much of taqwa and piety, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had within himself. I'm not prepared to commit a guna and sin. I will go through difficulty also in my life, but I'm not prepared to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a single moment. Allah give us within us the jazbah and the true feelings of iman, that a person will never ever disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant myself and all of us.